Théodore Gaudin was born the 15th August 1802 in Paris. He was raised by his Holland mother and his big brother Jean-Louis Gaudin. He has growth, he developed an interest for the marine world. He decided to study in the naval school in Angoulême. Few years later, he left his school in Commits in the US Navy, where he embarked on the Manchester packet on September 15, 1819. During a mission, he saw the skinning of about 300 ships, which marked a lot his spirits. 3 years later, he came back in France, and he is moving toward painting. Gaudin specialized in naval combat, representation, and prose view. In his memories, he writes, "To paint the sea, you must have navigated." The 11th April 1880, Théodore Gaudin died in Boulogne-Billancourt. He has fallen into oblivion until his works are rediscovered by maritime historiography. Le Port de Camaret is a note on paper stuck on wood. This painting represents the Camaret Port. We know that thanks to the two buildings in the middle of Port, Notre-Dame de Rocamadour Chapel and Vauban Tower, thanks to the title also. We can cut these paints in three horizontal parts. First, the Earth, the Britain continent, Gaudin's game form and relief to the rock, with his use of different color and his irregular movements. The bottom of the paint is dark, but one piece of the rock is in the light at the top. Here we can see a little plants. The second part is the sea. He is calm like a lake. We can see the reflection of buildings and boats. The sea extends until the sky. In the background, the coast and the ocean stop at the same place, in horizontal lines, that delimits the last part of the board, the sky. The sky is recovered by cloud. We can see just a little piece of blue. In the white of cloud, there are some yellow reflections. Maybe it's due to the sun getting or rising. It's a lighting part. To finish, at the middle of the paint, there are two men. Maybe they represent Theodore and his brother. They are in the middle, also the boat and the sea, because they have a special place in this painting. They are the three most important things in Gaudin's life.